I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Like kids in a playground fight, world leaders are taking sides over Syria and a showdown's looming. The U.S. and U.K. lead a party of nations who say Syria used chemical weapons against its own people. Russia and Iran back the Syrian government, who blame rebel factions. No matter what happens next, Peter Howard of Food for the Hungry says one result is inevitable.
Any escalation of violence in the region, whether the U.S. is involved or not, just creates more sadness, more heartbreak, more loss of life.
Pray these uncertainties will lead to gospel opportunities in the region. Next, the impact of Russia's ban on adoptions isn't totally clear. According to Russian ministries, the implementation of the new law may not happen until next year, leaving a lot of kids in limbo. However, their partners in Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus are fanning the flames of adoption movements by national Christians in these countries. There are chances to share their faith, but as never before, there's a real need for prayer. Will you help? Our website has more information. And vacation Bible school season is about over. It was a great season for Baptist Haiti missions work in Haiti. BHM's Ron Sparks tells us about one VBS program.
They had over 600 children that attended. And they had 158 of those children that accepted Christ as Savior. That's what Baptist Haiti Mission is all about.
Sparks says the gospel doesn't stop there.
We know, too, that those kids take that information back home. They share it with their brothers and sisters and parents. And so the good news spreads.
Pray for and support Baptist Haiti's work at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available the new Josh Wilson CD, Carry Me With Your Best Gift. As you support us, you're helping MNN remind Christians to wake up and share Christ. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get yours, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.